You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
It's always good to be into the house of the Lord. I think I'll say that again. He woke me up this morning, and I'm glad to be here in the house of the Lord. I shall not be before you long, but if you don't say amen, I might be here all day, even if I'm by myself. From the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse to the 17th verse. Isaiah, the 49th chapter, the 13th to the 17th verse. And there you shall find these words. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste, thy destroyers, and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. And looking in the wonder of that 15th verse, can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. And I want to talk to us this morning for a few moments that God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. Now, first off, I don't really know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm speaking the words of the Lord. The depths of our misery, our pain, and our woes that we go through in this life can never, ever fall below the depths of God's mercy. Even a blind man can tell you that we are living in some trying times. And day after day, whether we want to or not, no life's issues, no issues of life arise. Day by day, we are beaten up and we are tossed to and fro. I call the church my filling station. When I'm beat up, even if I have to drag myself here, I can come here, and I may leave here with the same problems I had, but I'm a brand new man to do battle with the same problem. We may get knocked around and even knocked down, but I can always look to the hill from which cometh my help. And whether you agree with me or not, I know my help coming from the Lord. Zion, meaning Israel, had been severely punished by God for her sins and idolatry, and carried off into captivity for 70 years. They had faced discouragement, and they were despondent. And most of all, they didn't have a word from the Lord. But now, in this passage, God has heard their complaint that he had forgotten them. So he speaks to Israel. And church, he's speaking to us even today, day in and day out, Sunday, amen, after Sunday. We hear his word, but are we really listening to his word? This tone-deaf world that we live in refuses to hear or even heed the very word of God. Warning after warning, he's given this tone-deaf world and letting them know that we've gone far enough and that we need to turn back around and turn to him. It's not a problem that God hasn't forgotten us. Have we really forgotten God? And don't fool yourself. Many folks in the church are caught up in this world. Yeah, Pastor, something's wrong when Christians are so willingly deceived by their own ego. Outwardly, they go through the motion. But inwardly, they have E-G-O. They have eased God out. Never available for Bible study. Never available for Sunday school. Never but prayer meeting. Never pray for nobody. But when they get in trouble, Lord, Pastor, pray for me. Never willing to do anything for the Lord. Israel, amen. Israel knew what God had already done. They had seen his works. And that's how some of us act. You clearly see God's provisions. And you've seen how he sends us reminders day in and day out to remind us he has not forgotten us. Macedonia, winter is on its way in. It's time out for the foolishness. Time out to quit acting like a fool. Time out for praising God for 2 hours on Sunday and leaving church singing the next Sunday blues. I'll do it, Pastor, but next Sunday. Fool, don't you know tomorrow ain't promised to you? Time out for sitting on a pew and chew, and that's all that you do. Time out for sitting on the pew, and time out for running with the, I call them the what's in it for me crowd. Pastor, I'll do it next week, but what's in it for me? Our biggest problem is that we haven't taken time to count our blessings. Always like Israel complaining. Yeah, I got some aches and pains. And yeah, sometimes I don't feel just like I want to. But I thank God as well as it is with me. I really don't know who's here and who's listening. But I ran the streets. Oh, yeah, I chase women. I went to clubs of the night. I know you call them nightclubs. I drank whiskey and wine, and I drank beer. I was living for the weekend. Then the weekends became every day. I was a rascal. I was a RASCAL, rascal. I was running and sinning continually and loving it all at the same time. And I know I ain't always been saved. And don't look at me so strange. You ain't always been saved either. Maybe you're in a storm in your life right now. Or maybe you're just coming out of a storm. Or don't know it, but you may be even headed to a storm. But I come by here to tell you, don't get discouraged. Don't you shed a tear. God has not forgotten you. Macedonia, in spite of what life seems like to us on the surface, regardless of what you may be going through, no matter how long you gotta wait, and no matter how long you prayed about it, no matter how long you struggle with the same problem, God sees your every tear, and he knows your heartache, and he knows all about them. He even knows us all by name, and God hasn't forgotten you. Like Israel's, our lives are sometimes jacked up because we choose to handle the issues of life our own way. Oh, yeah, I got this, preacher. Well, you ain't got nothing but a messed up, jacked up life. And then you got the nerve when you got your mess to blame God for it. You say, well, preacher, the door is shut. Well, I got news for you. Tell me who shut the door. I heard him say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. If any man will open unto me, I'll come in. Who shut the door? The door to God's house is always open. And I heard that he said, whatever is impossible with men, all things are possible with God. Some of us are so worried about Washington, D.C. and what Trump is doing, when you ought to be more concerned about what heaven and God has already done. Maybe you prayed about your problem and God has put you on hold. But you got fed up and hung up. Too many times we're so concerned about the problem that we're going through that we forget he who can solve our problem. You do know that he's a hard fixer. You do know that he's a mind regulator. Can I just tell you that sometimes God can be the problem and the solution all at the same time. We all have a past, and Satan's good at reminding us of our past, what we used to be. But who told you got to live in the past? We often think that we know better than the Lord. Amen. So we leave and lean. We lean and leave. Amen. We lean on our own understanding, and then we leave God out. I've learned that God knows how to make a man and knows how to break a man. And if the God that we serve knows how to make and break you, you ought to be smart enough to know he can make you all over again. Anybody here besides me that God has broken? Anybody here who thought that you could live your life without him? Is there anybody here that you did your own thing and you felt that you were on top of the world, and then suddenly the bottom of your well fell out and you called on everybody except God there is? And without a doubt, while you are going through your struggles, God showed up and showed you his grace and your mercy. And you got the nerve to say, God has forgotten me. Jeremiah told me that it's of the Lord's mercy that we're not all consumed. Yeah, his mercies are new every morning. Great, O God, is thy faithfulness to me. He says here, we're always on his mind, always in his heart, forever in his hands, and we're always under his protection and his provision. In him, I said in him, we all live and we move, and we have, amen, we have our very being. He says, I've graven you. You ever look at the palm of your hand? You got lines and marks that try as you want. You can't erase them. And so he says, I've engraven you on the palms of my hands. It's a done deal, church. I used to write, when I was in school, I used to write answers for a test in my palm. I had my pet answers. But when I sweated, the ink rubbed off and all of my answers went away with it. Engraving causes pain, and the marks can't be erased, and nobody can write on God's hand but God. He's engraved your name, he's engraved your picture and your image. He's engraved your very case that you can't handle all by yourself. He's engraved your sins and every circumstance that you go through. He's engraved your weaknesses and your heart's desires. He's engraved your works, whatever they are, and everything about you and all that concerns you. He's engraved them all on his hand. And they can never, amen, never be separated, amen, from the master. They're on his right hand for blessing, and on his left hand for justice. And as I close, when I awake each morning, clothed, amen, in my right mind, and got a reasonable portion of health and strength, is God's reminder to James O'Rear that he ain't forgotten about me. I remember, Pastor, years ago that I wanted to quit smoking. And I wouldn't talk to my brother. And I admit I should have talked to the Lord first. My brother said, all you got to do is say, how can you have something this small control me? I said, yeah, but that's easy for you to say. But it's hard for me to do. And I prayed so long, I forgot about it. And then my little daughter, 5 years old, I thought she was asleep. I come home, and she's standing in the doorway with her diaper. She didn't suck her thumb. She chewed a diaper. Daddy, you put them cigarettes out. You put them out now. Jesus don't want you to smoke. I done got in bed with my cigarette, got me a drink, and here she is in the door harassing me. So I got up and put her back in the bed. But that kept up for 3 solid weeks. Got on my nerve. I couldn't smoke no more in the house. And then I went on my job, and a white guy that don't even know enough, he said, Reverend O'Rear, he says, you smoke all you want today, tomorrow, and Sunday, but come Monday, you through smoking. The Lord don't want you to smoke. Where are these people coming from? And I remember it clear, because I didn't even smoke that weekend. And that Monday I got off of work, I went straight to the cigarette machine. Got my favorite pack of cigarettes, Winston's. Winston's take good like a cigarette shoe. $1.05 a pack. And I went to my locker to take my clothes off to get a shower, and I heard his voice, Oria, what you want now? Where your cigarettes at? In my mouth. Well, the day Monday, you threw smoking. I got so mad, I threw the cigarette in the floor. I can't smoke at home. I can't smoke here. God don't want you to smoke. Then the light came on. Even though I had prayed about it years before, so long that I forgot about it, God was sending reminders to me that he had not forgotten what I asked him about. And he does the same thing today, church. I say he does the same thing today. So I'm thankful that I'm clothed in my right mind. I'm thankful that I got some aches. I'm thankful for everything that he's carried me through. Make no doubt, no mistake about it. I know why I'm here. I know that he's carried me through. And I can tell Pastor Twyman, I'm home.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad to be in his service. Yeah. Amen. One more time. Yeah. I don't worry about what man's opinion is. Yeah. And if you serve the Lord, people gonna hate you. They hated him. But serving Christ, you're gonna lose some friends. I know about it. I've lost what I thought were my friends. But my mama tried to tell me a long time ago, Sonny boy, them ain't your friends. Oh yeah, I had it good. I'd go to work at night, and on Saturday, we'd get our little taste, and it's 'cause the stores wasn't open on Sunday morning. And then my dad came up to visit me. And I come home, I'm good and high and lit up. I ain't thinking about no church. I got out there and started my grass up, and I started to cut my grass up. And Papa in the house. And the next thing I know, something touched me in the back and scared me. And I turned around and looked. I said, Papa, you all right? He said something. I didn't hear what he said. I went on to cut. He tapped me on my shoulder again. I turned the lawnmower off. I said, what's wrong, Papa? He said, you think this grass gonna grow another inch by tomorrow? I said, no, because I'm cutting it today. He said, I done raised 10 of y'all and never raised a one of you to disrespect the Lord's day. But this is your house. Do what you wanna do. He wouldn't go back in the house, and I started the lawnmower back up, Pastor, and made one more pass, and then it hit me. I done hurt him. I went in the house, and he's sitting at the table crying. I said, Papa, I ain't going to church with liquor on my breath. I said, you want to go by and see your sister? Whatever you want to do, son, this is your house. And I discovered then how easy it is to get caught up in this world, caught up with so-called friends, that you forget about God, forget about where you even come from. Now come by here to remind us, God has not forgotten you. Don't you dare think you can forget about God. He's got you right here. He came down, amen, through 40 and two generations. Amen. Healing the sick, he giving sight to the blind, raising the dead, amen. His name is Jesus. How he was falsely tried, lied on, and beaten. And how he was hung on an old rugged cross just for you and me. How they pierced him in his side. How the blood came streaming down. And how he never said a mumbling word. He looked up to his father and said, Father, forgive them for what they've done. He asked the Father to forgive him. Then he hung his head, amen, in the locks of his shoulder. And he gave up the ghost, and he died. I said he died, church. He died. And he stayed dead, amen, all night Friday, all day Saturday, amen, all Saturday night. And his whole world was rocking and reeling. Yeah. We got him at last, but early.
I said early.
Early. Sunday morning. He stepped out on resurrection ground. Said, I am he who once was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. And I come by here to tell you, somebody, you need to know whatever you're doing. The scars are in his hand to remind him that he hasn't forgotten you or me. I said he hasn't forgotten us.
Stand to your feet.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.